There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. See, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die.
One of the greatest novelists and short story writer Fyodor Dostoevsky has mentioned about a turning point that happened in his life. This was the period of Russian Revolution. And the author mentions his joining the uprising, the revolutionary movement. And in April 1849, he and his colleagues were arrested and they were kept in dark prison. There was hardly a ray of light coming inside. The situations were very stringent and harsh. The living condition was poor in prison. Hard bed, meager food, And they stayed in that prison from April 1849 till October 1849. And there was no chance of release. Then suddenly, one day, they were taken out of prison, blindfolded, and taken to some other place. They were not knowing where they are going. But then they understood that they were taken to gallows and they would be shot dead. They were made to kiss the cross, to do confession to priest, and they were standing and somebody was about to shoot them now. Then suddenly a messenger from the king came announcing their release. So that the death was in front of them. Later on, Fyodor Dostoevsky wrote a novel, The Idiot. In that, he created the same scenario when the death was in front and what happens. And there is a line which is quite famous. Which he wrote after the release from prison. When I look back on my past and think how much time I have wasted on nothing, how much time has been lost in futilities, errors, laziness, incapacity to live, how little I appreciated it, how many times I sinned against my heart and soul, then my heart bleeds. Life is a gift. Life is happiness. Every minute can be an eternity of happiness. The author is describing life is so transitory and what we are doing. The death was in front of him. They were about to be killed. And suddenly he was released. After that released, he wrote this in a letter to his brother. When I see how much time I have wasted in my life, I bleed. My heart bleeds. Life is gift. Life is happiness. And what we are doing, we are wasting our time in errors, in mistakes, in blunders, in nonsensical affairs. The only purpose of Brahmin life is to love God. That was yesterday's Sakar Murli. Farz. There is no other duty higher than this. There is no other obligation greater than this. To love only and always only God. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, there are children who love me less and they love each other more and they become Ashik and Mashuk. And if I tell them, they will become traitors. This is the direct injunction from God. You have to love me above everyone. Love him only and only. Only and always only. If you love anyone more than me, you are a traitor. So So much time invested in nonsensical relationships. So much time is wasted in the distractions. We live in a digital circus where distractions are the lions. Unnecessary wasting time. This is the most critical moment of 5,000 years, where every second is like a year, we saw yesterday. Every thought has to be absolutely pure. Only and always only. Pure. Today is the third, fourth, fifth day of this series, The Pure Life. We'll discuss about the battlefield of attention. What consumes us? What pulls our attention? Wherever attention goes, the energy flows. The first is the digital hypnosis. In the past, if somebody is loving someone, it is the person. Now it is the screen. The screen doesn't have face. The screen doesn't have soul. It is the pipeline directly into the nervous system. The poison enters straight into the brain. It bypasses intelligence. It goes and triggers the biological buttons. This rectangles, pixels, ghosts, appearances, shadows, screens. They create a fantasy. This is a fantasy machine. A hypnosis is created. This is a pipeline directly into the nervous system, bypassing all the emotional intelligence. The result? Time waste, unnecessary energy drainage. We are here to create a divine mindset, and we end up creating a divided mindset, a drained out mindset. The digital consumption becomes poison. What few consume? The screen. What is entering through eyes? It's very important. The entire nervous system gets numbed, blocked, and person loses the power to decide, to act prudently, to behave in a sane manner. So the first thing is to decide where my attention is going. The screen should not become a doorway to hell. So work in this digital hypnosis. The society has created it. And we are surrounded by digital equipments and devices. And they should not become our graveyard. We are here for a divine life, not a digital life. We are here to elevate the consciousness, to remain stable in all the situations of the life. We are here to help others. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, if you cannot help yourself, how can you help the world? If you do not have the dharanas yourself, how can you induce dharanas in others? The ultimate Srimat, the final Srimat, the only and only, the only and always only Srimat. Mamekam Yad Karo. Remember me alone. That is the final Srimat. Yad. Remember me alone. You are not here to remember each other. You are not here to become Ashik Mashuk of each other. You are here, your very purpose is to unite your intellect, is to yoke your Buddhi yoke with me. The second is ecology of mind. Ecology is the study of organism and its environment. What we consume in the mind. If we are consuming news, only news, cheap entertainments. If you are consuming dirt. If you are consuming worldly entertainments, worldly gossips. What will be the state of the mind? Will this mind remain stable? Spirituality needs an extremely stable mind. And that will come only and only with extreme purity. Mind who is not attached, which is not attached to anything of this world. An absolute state of non-detachment, non-attachment. An absolute state of detachment. This is the only thing we need to work upon. To stay in this world and yet remain unattached. Attachment to even a single person is a downfall. That may be senior, your colleague or junior. A Brahmin soul or a non-Brahmin soul. Attachment would create, would put you into a prison. A mental prison, an emotional prison, a prison of restlessness and agitation. So what you feed your mind, just as you are careful about your food, people say we want fresh food, we want organic food, we want this, we want that. They are so careful about their physical food, but what about the mental food? What you are growing, mind is like a garden, subconscious mind is a garden. What seeds you sow in that garden? If you sow the seed of lust, the weeds of anxiety will grow. The weeds of sensational attachment will grow. And these senses are deceptive. This is the path of extreme care. And attention. every step needs an extreme attention. Slight deviation will make you fall down. And then you cannot remember him. So study mind and its environment. What is the inner climate? Inner climate of the mind. If you feed it with violence, with news, with worldly movies, trailers, short films, crime stories, violent stories, romantic stories, don't expect to love God. Love stories and messages. Can you love God? What they call love is no love at all. It is a hunger. They have no idea about love. The third is freedom of lotus. Brahmacharya is not anti-love. Brahmacharya, celibacy is not anti-love. It is the lust which is anti-love. It is the lust which is associated with hunger. It is a hunger for somebody else's body. It is a lust for somebody else's attention. It is a lust. The person is hungry to consume somebody. Why they want to consume? Because there is inner emptiness. That's why they want company of human beings to consume, to touch, to hold, to feel fulfillment. And it is nothing but they are not lovers, they are not poets, they are predators, shikari. They are predators. They are hunting. And they call we love each other. It is not love, it is a hunt. And they predate. They are the predators. Love is freedom. Purity is love. Purity is freedom. Lust is prison. Lust is slavery. Lust is bondage. Lust brings attachment, and attachment is associated with fear. Love knows no fear. The freedom of lotus. We need to revise the definitions of love. Love can only be with the divine. So these are the three principles. The first, screens, pixels, this ghost, these rectangles, these photos. This is like a prison, you know. One goes and gets trapped inside this. The width is very less. So there is so much suffocation inside this prison. There is hardly any window. And the person is chained. So check your digital affairs. It is we who decide how to use it. Fire has always been existing. It can cook and it can burn the houses. It can be a source of nourishment. It can be a source of destruction both. So the first is to come out of this hypnosis. Unless and until this is done, purity cannot come. The second is the ecology. What is fed in the mind through newspapers, through gossips, through all the five senses, the inner climate. If you are feeding the mind with romantic stories, Don't expect divine love to take birth. You will develop the same feelings. If you are feeding it with violence, you will feel like to hurt someone. If you are filling it with the gossips, with the negative news, with the cheap entertainment voyeurism, the wasteful social media, the same thing will become the climate of the mind. And the third is the difference between love and lust. Love is the real freedom. Lust is bondage. Celibacy is not anti-love. It is the blooming of love. It is the fulfillment of love. It is the maturity of love. So Baba has told us, purity is the highest religion. Purity is the greatest virtue. And without purity, you cannot love God. Because He is the ocean of purity. He is the ultimate purity. So when we become like Him, the life becomes full of bliss and happiness. Otherwise, it will be a constant series of frustration, anxiety, fear, mood fluctuations. So this is about attention. So let the attention remain directed towards one. Let not the worldly news, gossips, and wasteful things pollute the mind and come out of the dirt of bodily attractions. Bodily attraction is like an illusion. It is creating an illusion. You feel it is beauty and there is no beauty. It creates dependency on others. Spiritual life is the path. It's a solo journey. If one single person becomes your partner or companion or friend, there is 100% chance of fall. Not 99%. 100%. This is the singular journey, a solo journey. You have to walk alone. Everything becomes an obstacle. So move alone, walk alone, unattached, free. And nothing, without any worry. If people criticize, if people oppose you, what is the management of criticism? What is the management of criticism? Be nothing. Do nothing, say nothing. This is the treatment for criticism. Be nothing, do nothing, say nothing. You don't have to do it. If you say anything, so if attention is the food of gossip, attention is the food of gossip. Absolute ignore. Whose statues are created? Statues are not created of critics, but those who are criticized. That is the difference. So Baba says, don't care. You walk alone. I am with you. Hold my hand and move. That's it. Shanti. Sidatu
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me, you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die.